And I'm delighted to have a guest on the line with me right now. They were Tate Music Prize nominees this year, and they're playing in Ōtautahi next weekend. They are, I am of course talking about Shepherd's Rain. I'm delighted to have guitarist Oliver Lupolu on the line. Good morning, Oliver.
Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, doing all right. I think I got the flu the last week, so just recovering from that. But apart from that, yeah, doing great.
Oh, I can't imagine, performing in a metal band with the flu is particularly easy.
No. And it's funny you said that. We just performed in Hamilton last weekend. So I was, I had the flu then. So that was a challenge.
Oh, yikes.
Got through it. Still a good gig.
Hey, well, for all the audience's sake here in Christchurch, I hope you get better. Now, I definitely think there are a number of people a little excited for this gig. Now, tell me, what are you guys like live?
Good question. From our perspective, I guess we just give it our all whenever we play live, so you can expect a lot of energy. And we're all very passionate about our music, so a lot of passion there as well. We like to create a big sound, and we like to really kind of fussy with our sound, so try to create an experience for everyone and have a bit of a lot of little variations and little elements to keep it interesting.
Yeah, hell yeah. Now, are you guys, are you pretty flexible with your sets, or is it quite, are you quite strict about what you play when you play it, or do you kind of play it by ear?
That's a good question. We do have a set list. We like to always have a set list before the gig, so we do have a plan of what we're going to do. But we are kind of flexible. I wouldn't say we play it by ear, but we do try and mix things up here and there. So we have our main set, but we actually change it each gig, actually, mix things up. And we do try to add at least one or two new things for each gig.
Oh, so, nice. Good on you.
Sorry.
Now, last year you released A La Mai. Is that the album you guys are kind of like playing on this tour?
Definitely, yeah. That's been our the main part of our set list.
Yeah, right, right.
Year or so. So, yeah, most of the tracks from A La Mai. And, but we still added a couple of songs from our first album. And sometimes we'll add in a cover. Just the last weekend, we added in a kind of, for Shredfest, a kind of Shred instrumental. So that was we'll probably bring that to Christchurch.
I can't wait. Yeah. Now, I am really, really fascinated by you guys, and I love your music. Kind of because I don't know, heaps about metal, and nor do I know heaps about Polynesian rhythm either. But it's often pointed out that you guys really infuse those different elements together. From your perspective, are they easy to fuse together? Like, do they go hand in hand?
I guess from our side, it's quite easy. It's,
yeah, right, right.
I guess when you break it down to rhythms, rhythm's just rhythm. Metal in general is always a big part of it, is kind of advanced rhythms and all like kind of fast rhythmic patterns and playing riffs and stuff, so... Yeah, I guess, it's quite easy and goes really well together when we're writing music.
Right, right, that's so interesting. How did you guys, I don't actually know your origin story. How did you guys all come together? Or were you kind of friends prior to making music?
We're all friends, we're all all the band members were kind of brought up in South Auckland, and we all met kind of at high school, at uni, at a music school, kind of at different times.
Yeah, right, right. And
our bass player, I met him because I was a teacher at Manurewa High School, and when he finished school, and then I asked him if he wanted to join the band.
Wow.
And, yeah, we've been together for years now, so we've been playing music even before Shepherd's Reign. So, yeah, we're kind of, we've been together for a while.
Now, I got to ask about the name. Where did that come from?
We came up with it years ago. It was just when we were coming up with a new band name. It was one of the ones we came up with that we really liked. And, it has a nice metal sound to it.
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. It's kind of lit. I love it. Now, I'm super excited to see you guys play. Speaking of tours, so one I've really got to ask about is your tour to Samoa last year, which I read was the first ever like metal tour of Samoa. How did that go?
Yeah, we do. We believe it was the first kind of metal band or metal music performance there.
Wicked, yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah, we had a blast. And hopefully the people there had a blast as well. But it was taken off kind of mixed reactions. But overall, people were really interested in it. And we got a lot of support from our people for what we're doing. Even though it's quite different to the kind of usual music that they might hear.
Yeah,
it was fun. Performed at the Tuila Festival, and then we just had heaps of people like looking, oh, what is this? And kind of filming on their phones. But there was a big group of kids at the front, and they fully got into it from the beginning. Also interesting playing in Samoa is that they understand our lyrics fully. So
yeah, right, kind of course.
That straight away.
Oh, yeah, obviously. One thing I've always noticed about metal bands is you guys seem to always have 10 billion instruments. How on earth do you tour with all of that?
Yeah, it's a challenge. It's not crazy amount. We kind of have our travel set up a bit more kind of efficient. So a couple
each.
Drum kit. Me and Gideon, the guitarist, and we're all into kind of the latest technology and stuff as well. So we actually travel with our digital rigs. So we can kind of fit our setup into not too many pieces, that extra pieces we have to pay for.
Yeah, it's not your first rodeo. You've done this before, clearly. Just out of curiosity, if people want to kind of follow you and keep up to date with what you're doing, where you are in the country and so on, are you guys on social media?
Definitely. We're on all the platforms. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook. I think that would be the main ones, but also on TikTok. Or we try to be.
Oh, yeah.
Not our kind of thing.
It's hard, TikTok. It's real hard.
Yeah. And of course, our YouTube. It's one of our main pages as well. So all our videos and stuff on there.
Cool. That is fantastic. To our audience, get tickets for that gig next Thursday at moshtix.co.nz. It's going to be a bloody good show. And right up the Christchurch, our alley. We love this sort of thing. Oliver, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I'm so excited to see you guys perform live. So thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, can't wait for next week. Always love performing in Christchurch. It's one of our favourites.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear. Oliver, have a great day.
Okay, you too. Have a good day.
And that was the lovely Oliver from guitarist of Shepherd's Rain playing here next Thursday. Grab your tickets at moshticks.co.nz.